Friends, my friends, I hope you are enjoying this day as much as we are. Hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day. I got to say, we had our mother-in-law. Mother-in-law left town. I'm trying to figure out a way to do this without getting myself in trouble.
You weren't there, were you?
No. It was.
You escaped.
She was here. Now, I want you to know, she was here for 14 days. It just so happened that my trip to Mexico Beach was lengthened to 14 days. It was through no fault of my own.
Oh, of course not.
I was just Peter Shaw from PCB Cigars and Russ Sutton from Cutter Cigars. They're kind of like sister cigar stores. One in Windward Parkway in Alpharetta in Atlanta, the other one down in Panama City Beach. Well, they took up a lot of my time, and so I wasn't able to accomplish anything I needed to do, so I had to stay longer.
I see.
So, but it just so happened I got home about 12 hours before my mother-in-law left.
Huh.
Which I really regret the fact that I couldn't have spent much more time.
Well, I can tell. I can tell you're broken up about it. Actually, my understanding is that...
You have no understanding about this. Don't you try to lie about
it. I actually do. It turns out that your mother-in-law contacted Peter Shaw and Russ Sutton and said, can you please keep him occupied because I really don't want him sitting around here lazing up the place.
What?
So
is that what she did?
That's exactly.
What a great mother-in-law.
That's what she did. She said, keep him out. Keep him busy.
Hey, Eric.
Uh-huh.
If he would have been at home,
yeah,
and she would have worked him as hard as she worked me, I'm sure that he probably would have run away.
Let me put it to you this way. She would not have worked me as hard as she worked you. Let's just put it that way. I mean, she was on a tear. But that's what mother-in-laws do. You know, she had numerous ways in which our home needed to be...
My mother-in-law doesn't do that.
When was the last time your mother-in-law was here? That's what I thought. And why is that? Oh, chuckles.
She is welcome to come. They're very nice people.
God. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll try to save you here. But how are you celebrating International Pickle Week? Are you a pickle guy?
Probably not. I used to hate pickles.
Yeah.
I do enjoy them now. I enjoy the pickles that are done with more quick pickling styles that add, you know, some more flavors and things like that, not just your standard sweet pickle.
I've got a great recipe for you.
I will tell you that I will never ever have a pulled pork and coleslaw sandwich without a pickle on top of it.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I got a recipe that was given to me by the chef at the Biltmore, at one of the restaurants up at the Biltmore, probably the best Irish pub. His wife created this recipe for quick pickling pickle spears. It's a sweet, hot dill pickle. And it takes about 24 hours. And it is the most incredible pickle. I mean, we sat there and they served it at the table. And she designed it for the chef, Chef DeMarco, from the English pub up there. And she designed it for him, created it for him. He served it at the table. And it became so popular, now they're jarring them and selling them by the jars, and he gave me the recipe.
Oh, wow.
And I'll give it to you, and we can actually, it's one of those you can actually literally do on the air.
Really?
Yeah, because you can do that it on quick. The air, and by the next day, you've got crisp, snappy, sweet, dill, spicy pickles. They're absolutely incredible.
Excellent.
So, we shall share that with you in the future, but I hear you sizzling away in the, not you per se, but the... Chicken.
I am. I'm sizzling away the chicken. Let me, now that I've got my hands all full of raw chicken as I put it into the pan, let me go wash my hands. But I've got a pan on medium-high heat with some olive oil in it. And we're just going to cook these for about 3 minutes. So remember, they're cubed up. It's cubed into about 3/4 inch. Size, and you want to run your spatula around, and as you're flipping these diced pieces of chicken, may stick to the pan a little bit, that's okay. You can use a nonstick pan, But I kind of like the chicken sticking to the pan because that's going to give us a little bit of a fond for the sauce that we're going to lay in here.
Or the crusties on the bottom of the pan. That's
yeah. Yes, the crusties on the bottom of the pan.
Yeah, exactly. That's my culinary term.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Lovely, isn't it? Well, if you could talk about certain foods that look like certain things.
Well,
yeah, don't even try. I can see your lips are curling up, which means you're busted.
That was just purely informational.
Yeah, okay.
It's called the Ninja Restaurant, I think.
Yeah, literally that is kind of clever literally when you think about it.
It was really very clever, very campy. I mean, you know, but this in Japan, they're famous for this kind of an approach. It's they have restaurants where you're in jail. You're literally in a jail cell eating with your party. Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of very...
So they're into theme dining.
Very much so. Very much so into theme dining, yeah. There's even a cafe called the Maiden Cafe.
The Maiden?
Which sounds like it might be a little risque. It is not. It is actually cafe that is based on anime characters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in the Japanese cartoons. I guess they're not cartoons. They're...
Yeah, I don't know what you call
dramatic, them. Dramatic novels.
Okay.
But
cartoons.
Huh?
Cartoons. They're cartoons.
Yeah, they're cartoons. I mean, they all look like Speed Racer did. I mean, if you remember Speed Racer, right?
You don't remember Speed Racer, do you?
Of course I do. I love Speed Racer.
Do you remember Clutch Cargo?
No.
With his pal Spinner and Paddlefoot?
No.
No. All right, just asking. So, that was before Speed Racer.
I see. Well, now that we have that straight, I've got this going a total of about 3 minutes. Now what we're going to do is we're going to add in some strips of red bell pepper. And you want this to be red bell pepper. Don't put green in there. Because for green, we are adding, no, not green bell pepper. We're adding snow peas. And the snow peas here at Whole Foods, just in case you're looking for them, are in the area where they've got all the prepared, that great area where they've got the pre-chopped, pre-diced onions and papaya
and
mangoes.
Boy, they have a ton of stuff over there, and I love that.
Yeah, yep. So we basically got a cup of the peas, and I've halved them so that they're smaller chunks, and then one whole bell pepper that I've julienned, and cut the julienne slices in half as well. Just to make it a little bit easier to eat, so you don't have big strips of bell pepper. All right, so we're going to let this go for just a couple of minutes. We don't want to overcook the vegetables, and maybe 2 minutes. So right before we go to break, I'm going to pull these out, and the chicken. We're actually going to continue to cook this, so don't worry about the chicken being completely done at this point. So I'm going to grab a bowl, and we'll give it just another couple minutes. Do you have any trivia for me?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. Congress authorized the minting of a 5-cent coin made of copper and nickel, and it was referred to from this date in 1866 as a nickel.
As a nickel, yeah.
But the silver 5-cent pieces... Before, that's a good trivia question. What was the nickel called before it was called the nickel? Silver 5-cent pieces had been called half dimes.
A half dime? Really?
Yeah, so, you know, if someone walks in and goes, excuse me, could I have a half dime, please?
That sounds like a drug transaction.
What?
It does.
Nickel and dime pack? You know, really?
I don't know.
I don't know how you knew that
stuff. I don't know anything about that stuff, but I'm just saying that that's what it sounds like.
Well, just I'm so glad you don't know anything about that. But also on this date, 1928, Frederick Walton died. And he was famous for a mountain. Well, thank you. I'm glad someone picked up on that little joke. No, he was the inventor of linoleum.
Really?
Now...
We can blame him, huh?
How long do you think linoleum's been around? When I saw the date when he invented linoleum, it blew me away. How long do you think linoleum's been around?
I would say since the early 1890s.
No, you're close, though. 1863.
1863. Wow.
I mean, I thought linoleum was a 1950s thing, 1940s thing.
Oh, no. I mean, it back in the 20s and whatnot during the Art Deco period.
Uh-huh.
They actually used quite a bit of linoleum.
Well, there you have it. It is International Pickle Week. It will be running now. Let's see. Yeah, it'll be running now through the 25th. It is observed. It has been observed for more than 50 years, which makes it one of the longest running food promotions in the United States. National Pickle Week. And American Craft Beer Week, which, of course, that hasn't been going on very long. But it's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating the good life, whether it's International Pickle Week, American Craft Beer Week, you name it. We're celebrating it at the wonderful Whole Foods right here in fashionable East Cobb, right here in what's called Merchant's Walk. When we return, Chef Eric will be finishing up his chicken, and we'll be tasting some pork chops, baby, and maybe some cheese.